Does our soul, as the choir sang this morning, magnify the Lord? We know how hard it is sometimes for hope to express itself. I know it's just a candle. But does our soul express the hope that leads us to magnify the Lord? Today's psalm invites us to sing a new song. Is there a new song in our heart that we want to sing in this season of preparing us for a new church year? I'm working with a young woman back in Huntington area who has no hope. Her soul does not magnify the Lord. She's empty. She's lost. How about the darkness or the threat of darkness that fills our lives and land, our earthly home? Where is the hope for good stewards to step up to the plate and listen to the wise voices about our future? Where is the hope that will light that flame and bring new life to our home, the place where we live? Lies charading as truth around us from those whom we would like and hope we could trust. What is truth? Who will lead us to the light of truth that is not all about us? One nation against all other nations, but about a global community, inclusive of all of God's children, and as we sung in Bible school, red and yellow, black and white. Church is important to most of us here. Sometimes it probably feels a little more important than other times. But let us be reminded, this congregation does not belong to us. This is the body of Christ. And we are the Lord's. Is there a hope within us that leads us as we begin this new church year to magnify the Lord? Does our soul deep down within us carry a sense of truth and hope for these dark days? Questions that plague us, maybe in this season more than some other years, because it seems like negativity just surrounds us, and it's hard to find some positive. But folks, the positive begins right here. Here is where we learn to magnify out of our souls a Lord who has not ever given up to us. Zechariah voices in the scripture that I never paid much attention to, very honestly. I preached about Zechariah before, but the Benedictus, the means of blessing us in the name of the Lord. So I want to pick up on a few things here that are important for us to hear. First of all, we are a favored people. The Israelite people are a favored people because he's redeemed them and he's redeemed us. He has raised up a mighty, not a weak, not a shallow, not a narrow thinking. He has raised up a mighty Savior to redeem us. We don't have to live in the darkness. When the candle doesn't light, we become the light for others. We are the ones that bring hope when others feel hopeless. It says in his song, the Benedictus, to turn their hearts of parents. Well, before that, in the scripture, it talks about John being the one to turn the hearts of parents to their children. I've thought a lot about that. Some of us want a better relationship with our children. Some of us are struggling to let go of our children. Some of us maybe have developed too much dependency with our children. But it says to turn our hearts, our compassion, our care toward our children. And the disobedient to the wisdom of righteousness. Where does righteousness reside? If our souls magnify the Lord, it is right here. We are the beginning models, shapers, formed by the potter, the God who loves us, who has redeemed us through a mighty Savior. We are the ones set free to be something different. Now, granted, some days I feel like that candle, and I struggle to have the hope that I should have even as a pastor. But I come and I worship here, and the music enlivens me, and the greetings warm me, and the attentive eyes and minds are focused with me, not at me, but with me, as we ponder the meaning of the great words of Scripture. So our enemies will not have hold over us. We shall not be overcome by those who hate us. We will return to those who hate us a love, a light of life, a hope that wants to be extinguished. The world wants to extinguish that hope because it has to see another way of living. It has to see a hopefulness that does not exist in life for them. And then it goes on to say, He has shown mercy. Have you ever felt mercy? You've really blown it. You said the wrong thing. You've thought the wrong thing. And then you draw another conclusion. That's mercy. You feel like you have missed the mark. I still remember as a young lad seeking to find my way as a teenager, searching to find my identity, and kneeling at the bedside where I had taught there was an altar of prayer. I remember praying, Lord, I feel lost. I feel like nothing. Save me from that lostness. And it was like a voice spoke quietly into my ear. You are saved. Now, if we take this text seriously, and if we take Jesus seriously, the whole story of who Jesus is, you are saved. Do you believe it? Do you love it? Live it. And do you love it? That will light that candle. If you believe it and if you live it, the candle will light and a light will surround you. It's a poetry of the gift of redemption. And it says, Zechariah sings in this poetic verse, serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness. We don't have to fear doing what's right. We don't have to fear speaking the truth. For God is with us. And in the great Redeemer, he has saved us. And the Lord comes each day of our life to help prepare the way for that message of salvation to all of humanity. Now let us remember, we're not the Savior. We can get kind of wrapped up in thinking we save people. And I guess my frustration about the young person I told you about earlier I can't save that person. I can speak words of faith and hope to that person. But they're the ones that have to grab hold of that faith and hope for their life. In their deep darkness of depression, which I don't understand because I've never been in that deep hole, I can reach my hand out and offer with the candle of hope a light for them to lift themselves out of that darkness to the extent to which they are able. Why does the Lord come to prepare the way? Why did John the Baptist, whose name means in the Hebrew grace, why did the one of grace come to prepare the way? So that ears might hear, eyes might see, and hearts might experience, and souls might be filled up so that we truly, truly can magnify the Lord. And at the end of the great Benedictus, the words say, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. May this season help us prepare the way once again so that our feet might be guided into the way of peace. Peace and hope be with all of us. Amen.